Hey guys, it's Emma
and Shannon,
and welcome back to our podcast, She's an Engineer.
In this episode, we're going to talk about changing jobs. And for those of you who may not know, I actually changed jobs and started a new job the beginning of July, which is pretty exciting. I left my old job the end of May and took some time off, and now I've been settled into my job for almost 2 months now. So I think the first piece of changing your jobs is determining when it's the right time to leave and determining for you when you think you would like to leave your job. And there can be a few different reasons why you leave your job. The first one being maybe it's not encouraging your professional growth anymore, or you're no longer being challenged at your work. And I think this was a big piece of why I ended up leaving my job. I really wanted to get into a specific area within my career field, and there weren't really as many opportunities at my current job. And I think feeling challenged is also a big thing, at least for me. I always want to be working on new projects and learning new skill sets and getting into a lot of technical skills for design. And if you're not feeling challenged at work, at least for me, it's like hard to stay focused because I want to make sure I'm just constantly learning and growing in my career. A few other reasons that you may decide you leave your job could be you're dreading going to work or actively avoiding work. And I think this could be a good warning sign that you may want to leave your job if you're constantly dreading going to work every day, because although it is work, and you probably need to go to work to support yourself financially, it shouldn't be the end of the world. You shouldn't feel dread. I think you should feel some excitement, especially if you're an engineer, because we're all passionate about this field. You also may not be aligned with your company's culture or values, and I think that's a really hard one to come to terms with, but that could be another reason for you to leave. Or lastly, maybe you feel burnt out or exhausted. I know a lot of us are very enthusiastic as young professionals and want to work long hours and work on a bunch of projects, but it could leave you feeling burnt out and exhausted. And a piece of my old job, as I've mentioned before, was stormwater sampling, which meant I had to be on call on the weekends or overnight whenever there was a storm. And although I enjoyed getting out in the field, the actual stress of waiting for a storm to come, hoping it was the right amount of rain, it was a little bit too much for me. And I do feel like towards the end, I was just getting really burnt out, and it was exhausting. So I think these are a few different reasons. Obviously, everyone leaves for their own particular reason, but one thing I want to emphasize is just to remind yourself that there's never a good time to leave a job. You really need to decide on when it's right for you to leave, and it may take a little bit more time, less time, but I think once you decide that you're leaving a job, come up with some sort of organized plan on leaving your company. And it's really hard. This was, I think, the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my adult life, was tell my boss and tell all my coworkers who I really enjoyed working with that I was leaving. And it was very emotional, and I think that's okay. It's okay to be emotional, especially if you have great coworkers that you're gonna feel sad leaving, but you really need to do what's best for your career field and your professional growth.
Did you try anything, or do you recommend anyone trying something before deciding to leave their job or find a new job to help mitigate some of the issues?
Yes, that actually is a really good point. I think before you decide to leave your job completely, you can try to find maybe the niche within your current company that fits you better. And that's what I did for about a year and a half, was, you know, seeing if the company I was working for had the type of projects I wanted to work on and had the mentorship that I needed to learn those technical skills. And, you know, make sure you're internally networking, talking not only to your supervisor, but with your coworkers. And if you get names of any of your other like coworkers in different offices, you can talk to them too. And making sure that your professional goals are clearly written. And that's something I made sure to do, was writing my professional goals, even if I wasn't sure if this company could help me get there, but writing what I want to achieve in the next year or 2 years. And so then when you go to leave, you can you know, explain exactly, like I wasn't given the opportunity to achieve these goals or the right skill sets or the mentorship. So I think, you know, trying to find your area within your company is a good first start. See if you can make changes. If it's the company, the projects you're working on, or the coworkers you're working with, or the company culture, give it a little bit of time. And I guess before you make your final decision to leave.
Okay, that's definitely a good point. I also just wanted to bring up some of the job burnout symptoms in case you're like unsure that you're experiencing job burnout, because it can present in like multiple different ways. So there are a few questions that you can ask yourself. And if you answer yes to like any or like a couple of these questions, you have to probably consider that you might be experiencing job burnout. So if you've become cynical or critical at work, if you have to drag yourself to work or have trouble getting started at work, if you become irritable or impatient with coworkers, any customers or clients, if you lack any energy to be consistently productive, if you find it hard to concentrate, you find a lack of satisfaction from your achievements, feel disillusioned about your job, using food, drugs, or alcohol, like other vices, to feel better or to simply not feel anything at all. Any change in sleep habits, so sleeping a lot more than usual or sleeping a lot less than usual. And then if you're troubled by unexplained headaches, any stomach or bowel problems or other physical complaints that aren't explained by other medical illnesses.
Wow, yeah, those are good to know. One other thing I wanted to mention, as far as how long you should work a job until you decide to leave, I've been told that it's advised at least to work your job for a year and a half before you make that jump to leave to a different company, just for, you know, HR reasons, making sure you're giving your current company a good chance and you're actually getting settled into your job before deciding to leave. So at least give it a year and a half, if not 2 years, before you change your job. And then I think this was the part of the hardest part was finding a new job while you're working. That can be really difficult because you're working at least 40 hours a week and you're having to interview with different companies or, you know, reach out to different people. And a few different ways you can find your job, at least these days. The first one is online. I know Indeed and LinkedIn have a lot of job postings. And most importantly, networking. That's actually how I got my job, but I think just networking within your, you know, professional groups is really big because you can talk to people at different companies and see how they like their company and the work they're doing and get a better feel for all of the potential jobs out there, all of the companies out there that you can work for. And I think you're at a pretty big advantage when you're looking for a job while you currently are employed, because you have the security of your current job and you don't necessarily need to leave right away. You can take your time. And at least for me, it was good to write down all of my professional goals that I want to achieve in the near term and the long term, and then try to find a job along with a company that aligned with my goals. So as I mentioned, I think determining the type of work that you want to do. So if you want to stay in your career field, maybe just switch something. I switched from doing more planning and permitting to technical design work. And then writing down, you know, my 1 year, 5 year career goals and how I want to achieve them, such as getting my PE. And that helps go towards the type of company that you want to work for. And if you want to move locations, that's another big factor. If you end up wanting to leave your current city and work for a new company. So really just finding a job that's a good fit for you. And then you go on to negotiating start date, salary, PTO. And I want to emphasize that I think it's really important to take some time off between jobs to reset mentally and physically so you can come into your new job feeling fresh.
How much time would you recommend that people take off, or does it depend on the person?
So this really depends I would say on the person. It also depends on health insurance. So typically, if you leave a job during, let's say I left during the month of May, you have health insurance from your old company through the end of the month. The new company, the health insurance might not start until 1 month into working. So I think that's just something to be wary about. People, you know, younger people our age may not be as concerned. So I actually took about 6 weeks off. So I was not covered by health insurance until a few weeks into working my new job. So just be very aware of that. But I would say at least 2 weeks you should take off. That's a good reset. You can go on vacation, visit with family and friends. And then, I mean, up to really your personal choice. But I know people who quit, like left a job on Friday and started work on Monday, and that really didn't give them enough time in between jobs to mentally reset.
Right. Yeah, you definitely need a break, I think. But of course, it depends. I think it also depends on your like financial situation. If you're like financially unable, you know, or you really need the health insurance, then obviously you might not be able to do so.
Yes. And one other thing I wanted to mention that I learned this go around is for your 401k, your company 401k, there is a term called vested. And this is how long you need to work at the company until you get the full 401k amount. And this varies between companies, typically between 1 to 3 years. But that might be something that you want to look into before you leave if you're within a few months of becoming fully vested. If you're not to that vested amount, then you won't get the full amount of your 401k when you leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. And then we get to telling your current company that you're leaving. And this is really hard. I know I was very emotional telling the first few people that I was leaving because I felt sad to be leaving some people that I consider my friends. But you just need to do what's best for you and your career goals. So the route that I think is pretty recommended is first, make sure you're telling your supervisor or boss and you're giving a 2 to 3 week notice. If you go more than 3 weeks, I know it can be kind of awkward because you're giving a lot of time and things can happen in that amount of time. And you just want to, you know, I would say no more than a 3 week notice because maybe the other job will fall through or something with your new job will come up. So 2 to 3 weeks, don't give less than 2 weeks. Just give yourself enough time to wrap up your projects. And then I sent an official letter of resignation to a few important people in the office manager, my supervisor, etc., officially putting into words why I was leaving and my end date. Then the next step, I set up one-on-one conversations with all of the coworkers that I was working with on a pretty frequent basis. And we either went out to coffee or had virtual one-on-ones, and I just informed them that I would be leaving and, you know, would miss them and would stay in contact with everyone. And then I think it's really important to wrap up your work. I took a lot of time into making sure I was at a good stopping point on all of my projects. And I wrote notes for the next person who would take over and just making sure it was very clear on what I had done the past 2 years and someone could follow these steps and get a similar result. So ending on a good note with everyone. And I know some people like to send a more general thank you resignation email to maybe your entire office if you want to let everyone know about that too. And then make sure you're keeping these relationships with your coworkers. As I mentioned before, networking is so important, and it's just good to stay in contact with these people because you never know what will happen in the future. And then once you leave, like we said before, make sure you take some time off and if financially doable and relax. And then you can start your new job. And this is very exciting. So I think starting a new job is a great time to start building healthy habits. So a few things that I've been doing starting my new job back in July is I've been biking to work every single day. And so making sure that you're biking to work, walking to work. I also have been going out to, I've just been sitting outside for lunch every day. So getting in a walk to this local park and then eating my lunch out there, making sure I'm stepping away from my computer. because I know screen time is not great for your eyes and eyesight. So getting fresh air along with just letting your eyes rest. And then also you could work on a nice work setup that's ergonomically efficient, and you can get on like an ergonomic keyboard, mouse, and just making sure you have a bright and comfortable space for you to work your new job. And then getting to meet all of your new coworkers. And this was a little bit overwhelming for me as someone who is an introvert, but I also love meeting new people. So I started to just put on people's calendar one-on-one meetings to meet everyone in smaller groups and talking to people. I think it's important to get to know your coworkers, you know, their activities, get to know them personally, but also talk to them about the type of projects they want to work or they currently work on, just in case they're the type of projects that you want to get involved with. So lots of people to meet at your new job. And then, as I mentioned, finding the work that you want to get into. So asking people who works on these types of projects and trying to get in contact with them. Another thing is it can be very exciting to start a new job, but also make sure you don't take on too much work. I've kind of learned this the hard way. My first 2 weeks of my new job were a little bit slow, so I was asking people for work right and left. And then all of a sudden, boom, everyone starts giving me work and I was a little bit overwhelmed. So I think setting boundaries from the beginning, if you only want to work from 8 a.m. to, you know, 5 p.m. with a 1 hour lunch, making sure you're sticking to that and you're not working extra hours in the evenings or weekends if you don't need to, and starting other good work-life balance goals. Mm-hmm. And now that I've been working there about 2 months, I'm taking time to sit down with my supervisor to talk through my professional goals, which I just think is great because then my supervisor can help me achieve them, and whatever he can do from his side, like the resources that I need or the people that I need to connect with, he can help me get to those professional goals.
Is that something you set up yourself, or did he set up this meeting with you?
This is something that my company does on an annual basis, is we reevaluate all of our goals. So my supervisor will set up one-on-one meetings with everyone he's supervising once a year. But if he wouldn't have done it, I definitely would have set it up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah, that's a good tip for people whose companies don't already do that.
Yes. And I think it's also important to have regular check-in meetings with your supervisor. Maybe in the beginning it's every week or every other week, but then as you get going, maybe just monthly meetings with your supervisor to update them on, you know, your current workload and if you want to work on any projects or any concerns you have as far as company culture goes or the company. So just make sure you have probably at least monthly check-in with your supervisor.
Are there any tips you have for people about evaluating company culture before they agree to like take a job on at that company?
That is a very good question, because especially if you're going to be going into the office, company culture is so important. And I would say make sure you are getting into the office and either having an office tour or an in-person interview where you get to meet a lot of people in the company, or even if it's through a network connection, let's say maybe you're going out for coffee with some of your potential coworkers or going out to lunch. So I think just meeting as many people as you can to make sure that you are gonna fit in well with this company is very important. And I will say, like, my new company, a lot more people come into the office and it feels a lot more lively, which is actually pretty great as someone who prefers to come into the office versus working from home.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just had one more question. So is it or was it difficult to interview for companies or positions while you were still at your old job?
I think it was a little bit of both. It was difficult in the sense that it felt almost wrong to be interviewing with another company while you're still working with your current company. And it was hard scheduling around if you're working 40 hours scheduling. I think I had like a half day interview in person, like meet and greet. So I think it's difficult, but if you put it on the calendar way in advance, making sure it's not overlapping with any of your current work commitments, you can put it on your calendar as private appointment. And I think that should be acceptable. On the plus side, if you decide to keep your job while you're still looking for jobs, you have that security, and it's nice to not feel like you have to take any job you can get, but you can really search for the best opportunity.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And then you can figure out your end date and your start date for whatever works for you.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. That was very informative, I think. So I guess just a personal question. How mm-hmm. are you feeling about your current job transition?
Good. Yes, I'm feeling really good about it now. The first few weeks, as I mentioned, of my new job were very slow, and the onboarding process was a little bit tedious. But now that I'm actually working on projects, I'm very happy with the type of work that I'm doing right now. It's exactly what I had hoped to be doing. And it's basically, I'm working on a lot of river and creek restoration projects, so technical design for that, some civil 3D work, and then I'm also doing stormwater design and some alternatives analysis for stormwater projects, both in Idaho, and I'm also working on some projects in the state of Washington.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad you're enjoying your new job and that it was like a good work transition for you. I think this was really informative for people. And thank you guys for listening, and let us know if you have any other questions about changing jobs, finding a new job, you know, about interviewing with companies. And thanks for listening. We'll see you guys again in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.